Hello and welcome to The Man, the podcast with three bored boys. We have me and Armando, the usual, and today we have a special guest. Let's try that again. And today we have a special guest. You have to wait for the drum roll to be over. Well, you heard his name. Graham. Say hi, Graham.
Hola, Sedora.
We're going to get straight into this. So, title of the story is How in First Grade We Made a Business Selling Acorns or Eggcorns. I know it's spelled with an A, but is it acorn or...
It's spelled how it's pronounced.
Acorns. Okay. How we made a business in first grade selling acorns. So first, you know, it's recess time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Got about...
Funniest thing.
It was long in first grade. Was it like 30 minutes? It was like 30...
It was like 45. I swear we had...
Yeah, it felt forever.
No, honestly, recess was the main... Like, recess took up most of the time in school in first grade.
Okay. What do you mean? School's like 7 hours.
Someone didn't get the joke.
Oh, it was an exaggeration.
Yes.
Oh.
What an Einstein.
Okay, Sherlock. You're Sherlock for calling me Einstein, Sherlock.
But Einstein's okay. Smarter than Sherlock. Wait, what if Einstein and Sherlock had a kid? Then there would be Einlock.
Let's just forget about that. But so it's first grade.
Beetlejuice.
What?
Beetlejuice is the smartest. Do you not know? Do you know who Beetlejuice is?
Lestr.
Lostr.
If you dig a 6-foot hole, how deep is it?
I'd say about 20 feet.
About 20 feet.
Justin, do you know who?
No, I don't know his name, but I see him on TikTok.
Yeah, he's basically like the smartest.
How do you not know Beetlejuice's name?
His name's Beetlejuice?
Beetlejuice is the most beautiful man alive.
Is he a rapper?
No. What?
How do you get famous for being dumb?
Don't make fun of the Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice is your Lord and Savior.
Okay, we're going off topic. Let's go right back in.
Okay, so you could find acorns at the playground. And another thing that you could find at the playground, they're like airsoft bullets or something. But like they look like really small, like really small.
They're
Let's just say that we
they're Air Force.
Yeah, they're like they're shiny and they're green. And if you really try, you could look through them.
If you know what Air Force bullets are, then or airsoft bullets.
But they're really small.
If you know what they look like, that's what we're talking about.
And so they were the stuff. Okay, in first grade,
you could buy acorns with them. It was crazy.
For like 50.
We had 10 employees. Okay, we had like 10 first graders. Some of them would sell. So we would say like what, like 3-4 acorns for one of those.
Yes.
Yeah. And business was booming, okay? We would get like maybe 10 of those. If it was a good day, we would get about 10 of those green things.
Yeah.
If it was a good day. And we would split
it. And then we'd make it like a like pile, kind of.
Yeah.
And then like later, I have no idea.
And like we were just learning math, so like at the end of the week, we would kind of like learn how to sort them out.
Yeah, we did actually.
And then there was like the really rare ones. There was the blue ones.
Yeah, I found one and I was like the richest man in the world.
Yeah,
no, it was like
we would sell those for like 10, maybe 20 acorns. Those were the stuff, okay?
And we would like kind of make a pile of them at the end of the day. And we'd be like, okay, we have this much. We'd kind of be like financial people, but like stupider. Like we'd be like,
we would be like, no. Like if like a kid, had a manager, he would be like, and I want that slip inside wet. With soap.
We were like child mafia bosses in first grade.
Yes.
If you think of it like in that way, then yes. Like we were, it was kind of like we had suits on, even though we didn't. But there was this one kid. I honestly don't know his name, and I'm too lazy to make up a name. He literally had like that that black short sleeve shirt that had like the tie thing on it.
Oh yeah.
He would wear that like every day.
I don't know who you guys are talking about, but whatever.
I don't know his name. He left the school like that year.
He wore like a tuxedo shirt every single day.
Yeah, it was a short sleeve. It wasn't like actually like a suit jacket or anything. It was
cool. He like dressed up in a suit.
Yeah, he was good. And he was also good at getting the ladies in first grade, you know?
Oh, and we would, like, in the sand by, like, the kickball field when the fifth graders were done playing, we would run over there, and then we would, like, just dig holes for some reason.
No, we would store acorns in there.
Oh, yeah, sometimes, like, just like squirrels, we would dig.
No. That's where one of our business places was. That's where two people were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's say there was 10 people. We would have about 5 spots. Under the slide, on the parkour thing, like, in this cool tree that has, like, a hole in the middle that you could sit in. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, that.
That's where I was.
I was there, too.
Yeah. Me and Graham did it together. Armando was, like, 20 feet away from us by the swings.
I was at the swings?
Yeah, do you not remember?
I was up the hill.
Oh, yeah,
you were on the top of the hill by the fence.
Yeah, and the thing is, I quit that station because there were termites everywhere.
Wait, the tree one? No, I remember you being with me.
Oh, yeah, I was. But
remember when we found that one tree that had, that it was a maple tree? And there was,
there was sap
going down it.
So and we thought it was syrup.
Yeah, I believe someone licked it.
Yes.
I don't Duh. Remember. No, I know. And he didn't, like, he didn't put it with his finger and then taste it. He liked the tree.
You know how we would, like, make drawings with the little beads in the syrup?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
Sometimes at recess,
I miss going to school.
There was, like, this green, like, monster thing looking by, like the woods.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it had monkey bars all over it. All the
thugs, like, hanged out there. They're like...
Wait, what? Wait, what place?
Like...
The little green spider thing that had monkey bars.
And then they were, like, hanging it, like, upside down.
Oh, yeah, like, the girls that thought they were, like, pro-gymnastic people, they would put their knees around it and, like, put their knees on their butt, like, around it. And then they would hang backwards, like, with their hand backwards and their hair touching the ground.
How do you put your knee on your butt?
No, I mean, like, I'm showing him, like, that. Oh, I mean your foot.
Your heels.
Yeah, your heel. Because, like, the pole right there. And they would have their hair touch the ground. And I think, wait, was that where one of our stations was?
Yeah. So I think it was the tree, the swings, the hill, the spider-looking thing.
And the sand.
Wait, no. Oh, yeah, the sand.
There was hill, swing, under the slide...
Spider.
No, I think there was more.
Remember that rock wall that we would
Yeah. Yeah, I was just about to say the thing right there.
Another cool thing about that is we would like build campfires under there.
Well, not real ones. Like we would put sticks here. And you know how like everyone heard in first grade, like if you like rub sticks together, which I'm sure it's possible, I don't know. I'm no Boy Scout.
And make fire.
Like you can make fire, like
possible, dude. That's how you start fires.
I know, but, like, we were using twigs. No, I remember Armando one day, like, everybody went together, like, to do business there, and that was a good day. Everyone was gathered up.
Oh, I remember we would do business with rocks.
Oh, yeah, sometimes. But, no.
We had a rock collection, and I was the leader of the rock collection, and my enemy was that,
And we would sell those for acorns.
His real name, but his code name, let's say Kennedy.
Kennedy is a boy name?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I never saw one. Okay. But, so, anyways, about that day, under the rock, not under, like, our rock crumbling wall is like half a circle, like a moon, so you can go in, and then there's a roof on top, so it's like covered, and there's like poles everywhere, so it's kind of like a room, it's kind of secret.
Oh, I remember that would be the jail when we would play cops and robbers.
Yeah, but anyways, so,
Also, last year, this is actually...
Wait. So... Armando got two twigs, and he would rub them together, and we thought he was the biggest daredevil. He was like, we're gonna make a fire, bro. It's gonna be fire.
Oh, I remember.
Do you remember that day, though? Like, yeah, everyone was gathered up.
This girl's older brother used to be in that school, and he actually started a fire with a magnifying glass and a leaf. It was true. It was actually the leaf was on fire, but then not the police. The teachers got really mad at him. He went to the detention, I believe. And then
I don't remember that. I'm not denying you. I just
another
I'm
thing is what I was gonna say earlier, but then Justin cut me off.
I am sorry.
We play this really fun game called Kidnapper. Like Armando made it up.
And oh yeah, that was so fun.
And then there would be one person picking the
It was always me that did it.
Yeah. Armando would always go around and pick the kidnapper. He's the only one that knew. Nobody could tell. I mean, only if you found out, but Armando was not allowed to tell. He would touch somebody, and then he'd say, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And at 0, everybody would run different ways, and they would not trust anybody.
Oh, yeah. Even if you were, like, the bestest of
bestest.
Yeah,
and then if you got kidnapped, you would be tied around a pole.
And for the rest of the day, everyone would think you're the savage, bro. Like, you sacrificed it. You were first.
No. Everyone actually thought you were bad at the
game. Oh, yeah, wait. I'm so dumb.
And then, no, when
if you were the kidnapper, everyone thought you were so cool.
Yeah.
Justin would be chased. Sometimes people would sacrifice themselves.
Yeah, they would push other people to the kidnapper.
Yeah, literally, like, Justin. Mm-hmm. Like, with being chased, some kid would come out of nowhere by a corner and go.
Yeah, and he would push me into the kidnapper. No. And then one day I fell on my knees and then I started bleeding. I still actually have the mark. Yeah, it hasn't gone off of me.
Bro, if you have that scar.
No, it was a twig. It went right in me. Then I went to the nurse.
Scar, like, I bet, I swear, everyone in the world has that one scar on the tip of their knee.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, mine's right here.
Yeah.
No, but there's this one that I had on my elbow that I got at sleepaway camp.
Oh, I remember my scar from my knee was when I went to Dang's house. I accidentally ran into the table, and the table corner went, like, an inch deep in my skin. It was crazy.
Ew.
Yeah, mine's really good.
All right. Anyways, kind of continuing with the acorn story. Acorn? Yeah, acorn. The acorn story. There was this girl, we're not gonna say her real name, we'll call her Rebecca. And then there's like the biggest
name.
Michelle. sorry.
We used Rebecca, like.
Yeah, and it was actually Rebecca's brother was the one that started the fire thing.
Yeah.
But anyways,
I told you that.
But, so, Michelle, she lived in like, not like house-wise big, but like the neighborhood was big. There was lakes everywhere. And like, so there was the neighborhood park. And like people would have. And there was, people had like birthday parties there, no?
Armando, look.
Guys. There was birthday parties there. Okay. So, Michelle would always like, she would always find them there. No, we would always find them there at, like, birthday parties and all. And we would be, like, and she would be, like, we would be, like, Michelle, do you know how many, like, green shinies we found? And then she would be, like, yeah, well, actually, I hid them there. I was just waiting for you guys to find them. So I actually want them back now. And we'll be, like, we believed her. I don't know why we believed her, but we believed her.
But we never gave them to her.
Yeah, we never gave them to her. But we believed her. But yeah. Haha, we don't believe you, Michelle, and we still don't. But,
all right. We never will.
We never will. But, and then there's one more story, because we're already 14 minutes and a half into this podcast. I know, that's crazy. Like, one story with a lot of mini stories.
Wait, Graham, don't you have a story?
Oh, yes, I do.
Wait.
Is a quick story.
Actually, go.
So, in first grade, also in first grade, there was a lot of drama for some reason. And it was, like, drama, like kids with, like,
in fifth grade, there's way
acorns.
More. In fifth grade, there's way more drama.
Yes.
Now, oh, my God, talk about it.
That I didn't have. I'm kind of embarrassed about first grade.
I remember.
Anyway, back to my story. Basically, me and some other boys would be chased around the playground. This was way after Acorn.
Way after Acorn.
And they would be, like, the girl that led the search group for me, let's just say her name is Anonymous.
Anonymous, I like that.
Anonymous.
Yeah, Anonymous Girl 1.
Anonymous told me that she's like, all right, get a gang of boys, at least like 10 to 20 boys. So I'm like,
okay. I remember the girl that started it, and she was like the most popular girl in school.
Yeah, anyways.
There's no popular kids in elementary. There's ones that everyone knows, but it's not popular. Popular is like all, like, everyone's crushing on you and like everyone knows you, like being like, for like some reason, everyone knows you. Yeah. Wait, can I quickly interrupt your story very quickly? Back to the Acorn story very quickly. So we would have contests like on the monkey bars, like who could stay on longest, and like, or like based on how long like you stayed on, like you would get like acorns, like even if you were on for like a long, long time, you would get like other things, like the green things. And if we had them in stock, you would get the blue ones.
Me, the leaders, was Jackson, actually. He was on the podcast.
Yeah, he was.
Hold on, what the heck? I heard tapping on my window. No cap.
Jeez,
bro, shiz.
It was coming from my closet.
Oh my gosh, thumbnail.
No, actually, bro, I'm not kidding.
Alright, this podcast is getting long, so Graham, finish your story, and then we're going to wrap it up.
Alright, so anyways, back to my story. And I got, like, some boys. Jackson and me were the leaders. And we told, she's like, meet up at the slide. So we knew where that was because we went on it every single day.
The slides over there.
We had at least 50 girls waiting there, just standing there, hands on their hips, staring at me. I'm like,
that's when you know stuff's about to go down.
Yeah, that's when.
In first grade, like, every single girl had a crush on Graham.
Exactly, I don't know why.
No.
To this day, almost every girl still has.
He's happy about it, but he wants to act like it's cuties. Alright, just quickly finish your story.
Yeah, so, and they would chase me around the playground. I would freak out. One of the boys actually fell, and then the girls wrapped him around the pole and just stayed there. Like,
puppy guarding! Oh my god, they're puppy guarding!
That's not fair! Oh my god!
And I would run by and I'd say, hey, that's not fair, you're puppy guarding. And then they're like, yeah, nana, boo, boo, and do that stuff.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to call the teacher on you, and the teacher's going to call the police, and then you're going to go to jail.
I immediately went to the front of the line and just walked.
I remember in second grade.
And then I went up to the anonymous girl, and I went, do you like me? Because I'm like, she has to, because, like, what is she doing with this? And she's like, no. And she started laughing. So she went back to her.
Wait, was this first grade?
She came up to me, and she's like, yeah, I actually do like you, but, yeah.
Wait, did she, like, run away, like, right after, or, like?
Yeah.
Yeah, classic.
My story.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up. And I think Graham was supposed to be, like, a guest, but I think he's probably going to be on
lot
more.
Wait, I have a quick story. It's, like, 5 minutes.
We don't have time.
It's not 5 minutes. It's quick.
No, hold it for next podcast. We're already 20 minutes in.
I was climbing a rope at the playground. You know the ropes?
Yeah. I caught myself.
I was climbing that, and then some kid came up to me, called me a bad word, and then said he was going to call my mom.
Yeah, with his iPhone 4.
I was scared out of my life. He didn't even have a phone. I was scared out of my life. I told the teachers, but then they said, am I your teacher? And I'm, because, but it was, they were his teacher. And I'm like, but you're his teacher.
Yeah, they're always so sassy about it. Like, oh my god. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this podcast. I hope you enjoyed. And Grandma's supposed to be a special guest. But I think actually he's probably going to be on a lot more coming. So yeah, that's it for the man. You demand, man. You demand.